It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. Armoring up, Ukraine that is. U.S. Defense Department announced Friday its largest aid package to Ukraine to date. Told you about this yesterday. This is a $3 billion package that includes 50 Bradley fighting vehicles, 100 M113 armored personnel carriers, 18 self-propelled howitzers, missiles, munitions, and a whole lot more. This comes the same week as France announced it was going to send the AMX-10 RC armored fighting vehicles. This is a step up in the type of weaponry that the West has supplied to Ukraine to date, but comes word today that the United Kingdom is considering supplying Ukraine with its British tank, its Challenger 2 main battle tank. And again, this is really an escalation in the type of weaponry being provided by NATO to Ukrainian forces. No final decisions yet by Rishi Sunak's government in the UK, but again, delivery of these tanks would become the first main battle tank supplied from Western forces. There have been some Soviet-era T-72 tanks that have been supplied by Poland, but this would be potentially a game changer for a couple of reasons. It's being spun in the Western press as an opportunity for Ukraine to take control of the battlefield and recover the Donbass. It may also be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and the Kremlin saying, look, if you guys are essentially going to be fighting against us in Ukraine, let's expand the front to include, say, the Baltic states. This just feels, as I've said before, like we are stumbling into World War III. Topic number 4, China and Taiwan. As this is going on, China is ramping up its military presence near Taiwan days after the United States sailed a warship through the Taiwan Strait for the first time in 2023. The USS Chung Hoon made the provocative passage on Thursday, provocative to Beijing, of course. But 3 days later, Sunday, China sent 28 warplanes across the median line of the Taiwan Strait. The People's Liberation Army, China's military, has been semi-regularly breaching that median line by air and sea, usually in response to American America's presence in that region. This really began to ramp up after Nancy Pelosi made her visit to Taiwan back in August. Taiwan's defense ministry said these latest drills involved a total of 57 aircraft spotted near Taiwan, including J-10, J-11, J-16, and Su-30 fighters, as well as H-6 bombers, early warning and reconnaissance planes, and multiple drones. As is typical, Taiwan responded by scrambling jet fighters to monitor the warplanes, put its land-based missile systems on alert. Things are getting more tense in the China Sea, and China may see the West's preoccupation with what's happening in Ukraine as an opportunity to reintegrate Taiwan into the Chinese mainland. Topic number 3, the border. Meanwhile, we've got our own border to worry about here in the United States. President Biden went to the border, sort of his first trip to the southern border since he was inaugurated in 2021. President Biden went to El Paso, Texas, but didn't actually visit the border. He saw the border wall, which is not actually on the border. That wall separates El Paso from Juarez, Mexico. But the border itself, where a record number of apprehensions are taking place by Customs and Border Security, not part of Biden's agenda. He didn't visit the downtown area, which is being overrun by homeless migrants. He didn't meet with local residents. He didn't make formal remarks or didn't take any questions from reporters covering the trip. The only official who spoke with reporters during the president's visit to the border was Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott, that is, was not included in Biden's itinerary during the visit. He waited at the bottom of the gangplank. Well, not gangplank, but the stairway leading from the plane to the tarmac, gave President Biden a letter and spoke with him briefly as the president disembarked from the plane. The president did visit a Customs and Border Protection Processing Center at the Bridge of the Americas. Reporters waited outside. President didn't take any questions. The number of people crossing the border has increased exponentially since Biden has taken office, fueled by the perception outside the United States that the Biden administration is not really going to enforce border security, which appears to be the case. The number of people crossing the border every month greater than the individual populations of all but four cities in the state of New Mexico, greater than the population of all but five of the counties in the state of New Mexico. Topic number two, government-assisted death. We've talked about this. Canada's Medical Assistance in Death program, or MAID program, is growing more controversial as more details of it are making their way to the public. The Daily Mail in the UK, reporting on an article in a magazine called The New Atlantis, reports on a Canadian doctor who's personally euthanized more than 400 people and admitted during a seminar conducted back in 2020, this is an image from a video recording of that seminar, said that she killed a man who was deemed unsuitable for assisted suicide. This woman is a medical doctor. She works with Dying with Dignity Canada, bragged during this seminar that this seminar for other physicians in Canada, that she treated a patient who didn't qualify for Canada's Medical Assistance in Dying program. An assessor had rejected the unnamed man because he didn't have a serious illness or, quote, the capacity to make informed decisions about his own personal health, end quote. He was not deemed capable of making this decision. And yet, the man made his way to this doctor, who I will not name, but that is her in the image there. She flew him out to Canada, cleared him, and killed him. She said, quote, it's the most rewarding work we've ever done, end quote. Another doctor, an obstetrician, revealed that she's helped send 300 people to the afterlife, equating it with making deliveries. I would argue that these are exactly the opposite. One is bringing life into the world, sending life out of this world, especially if they're not terminally ill, is something else altogether. And this is the problem with medical assistance in dying. It presents death as an acceptable treatment for suffering. And yes, there are people who endure a great deal of suffering and pain in this life. But there are alternatives to just ending it all. And there is a dignity in suffering. Family members, friends, you probably know some who have exhibited the grace of God, made it manifest for people who may not even believe through their dignity while enduring through difficult times. The promise made by supporters of medical assistance in dying is that vulnerable people who want to die for the wrong reasons will be screened out of the process, encouraged to live as they always have been, while people who want to die for the right reasons will have their autonomous decisions upheld. Because even if a single vulnerable person is pushed into assisted death, it would be a scandal to the system. And yet, stories describing this system, where people are encouraged to seek death, are coming to light here lately. As we reported here, you've probably seen it elsewhere as well. A disabled Canadian military veteran, who's now competing in the Paralympics, was encouraged to seek medical assistance in death as an alternative to getting a wheelchair lift in her home. As the New Atlantis article reports, in internal meetings, those who are close to this system are talking openly about these problems, about red flags that are encouraging people to choose euthanasia over available treatments. Physicians know about this. They discuss it in seminars, obviously. They've collected evidence, and yet they keep this evidence from the public. The culture of death must be protected. The safeguards promised by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and others to prevent vulnerable people from being pushed into this system and taking death as a way out of suffering turn out to be vague, ad hoc, pro forma, easy to get around by doctor shopping. And this is what is passing for healthcare in Canada today. But we in America come down off our high horses, because medical assistance in dying is now legal in 10 states, plus the District of Columbia here, and it is probably coming to a state near you as well. The sanctity of human life, one of the first things to go when we move into a post-Christian world. Coming up, don't do this. I'll tell you what that is next on 5 and 10.
now at the SkywatchTVStore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith. You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story, and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, it's a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor, and warmth. From surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives, No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton.
Item number one today from the Don't Do This. This is actually two levels of Don't Do This. First of all, if the police ask you to pull over, pull over. Do not lead them on a high-speed chase. You or someone else might get killed in the process. But secondly, if you choose to lead the police on a high-speed chase, don't brag about getting away by posting the video of your escape to TikTok or other social media sites, because some enterprising investigator will take it as a personal challenge to find out who you are. Credit to spotting this story to my wife, Sharon, who often is up hours ahead of me in the morning, going through the news and sifting through these stories that come to you. This was one that she shared with me this morning. Police in Clayton County, Georgia, arrested a man who evaded police on his motorcycle and then posted video of his escape to TikTok. Georgia State Police chased him through two counties. A Facebook post from the Clayton County Police Department lost contact with. They basically retold the story. They lost contact with the motorcyclist. He got away. But Lieutenant Thomas Reimers of the department heard about the chase and searched social media until he was able to locate a video on TikTok and YouTube. You see, the cyclist was driving a rather rare make and model, a 2022 Triumph Street Triple RS, which was modified from the original factory specs. And so by matching that with motorcycle registrations, police were able to track down the owner, who admitted that, yeah, I'm that guy. And police obtained 12 arrest warrants for the gentleman. Again, don't do this. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. You can register through February 4th. 90 days access to 24 presentations, plus 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films as a free bonus. Instant access to all of this content in full HD. Find out more and register today at defenderconference.com. This week's guest on Skywatch TV is Dorothy Spalding. You might know her from her own television program, Christian TV program. She is the author of the new book from Defender Publishing, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. She describes the personal tragedy that led her to literally take up her cross. Made headlines across the country when she did this. Skywatch TV's broadcast schedule is posted for your convenience at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now at skywatchtv.com at the official Skywatch TV YouTube channel. But better yet, get the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV or your mobile device, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets, where all of our video content is brought straight to you, bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech. And the mobile app has the added advantage of important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. You can also donate through the app if you are so led. We've got links to the app stores for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.